This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, we've been talking about China as well, and the Conservative MP and member of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Bob Seeley, has been waiting patiently. Bob, apologies to keep you waiting, but I'm sure you'll understand that we wanted to take that press conference live. Can I just ask your opinion on the Chinese matters and the fact that the Deputy Prime Minister, Oliver Dowden, was in Parliament yesterday? He didn't quite say that China is a threat to our national security. What is your view on this? Did he go far enough?
I think we're moving and we'll get there eventually, and I think there's a bit further to go. I do think we need a more coherent foreign policy and a more coherent approach to China across all government departments, because in one hand we see them as an opportunity and on the other hand we see them as a threat. And I think we need a more consistent approach. So we're getting there. Oliver has made great strides in the last couple of years. I think there is further to go. And as soon as we get a coherent position that looks at the threat from intellectual property theft, the threat of war in Taiwan, the threat of cellular modules, lots of high tech, the threat to raw material and supply lines for global industry, the better for all of us. And that is still a work in progress.
There was this sort of naive assumption, Bob, wasn't there, from people like the former Prime Minister David Cameron, who's now the Foreign Secretary, of course, that if you engaged with China, if you traded with China, if you had a sort of dovish rather than hawkish approach to China, that actually they would become perhaps freer, maybe even more democratic in some ways, although they're not democratic at all at the moment, of course. Was that naive?
I think it's easy to use hindsight. And yes, and there were people who were arguing that we needed a tougher response to China, and especially at the same time lumping China and Russia together. I think, as I say, hindsight is a useful tool. I do think it was naive. I think a better way of maybe saying it, that it was a bit hopeful that we hoped China would turn. And actually, if you look back to 20 years ago, there was a lot of evidence that it was freeing up, that it was moving in the right direction. Unfortunately, under President Xi, that has all been reversed. So I think in the first few years of the last decade, when the coalition were in power, okay, looking back now, we probably should have toughened our stance, but I think there was a hope that the worsening of relationship was a blip. And unfortunately, it's turned out to be something that's more than a blip, and that is likely now, sadly, to be permanent, at least in the medium term, in the next 5 to 10 years.
Let me ask you about another big foreign policy issue, a big challenge for Britain as well. This is in regard to the United Nations and its resolution over Israel calling for a ceasefire. Netanyahu seems to be pretty isolated now in regard to this. What's your view in what the UN did overnight?
I think he is increasingly isolated. I find the whole debate about Gaza to be very frustrating. I think it's been internalised by too many people. And on one side, you have people who are blindly pro-Palestinian, who think that somehow there's a justification for the murder of Israeli civilians. Because they're Israelis, it doesn't seem to count so much, which I think is just despicable. And I think on the other side, there is an argument to suggest that because Hamas have killed 1,200 Israeli men, women and children, as they did in those terrible events in October of last year, then somehow we can turn a blind eye to targeting that results in the deaths of thousands of Palestinian civilians, regardless of whether they're pro-Hamas or anti-Hamas. And in fact, a lot of these people are children. I don't believe Hamas's death toll figures, but clearly there are significant civilian casualties. And I think, unfortunately for me, this is about the issue of proportionality in warfare. And I think Israel needs to look much, much harder at what it sees as being proportionate.
Speaking of proportionality, the aid question is a big one as well, Bob, isn't it? Although everybody seems to focus on Israel and not ever, ever on Egypt. The question is, of course, that we've seen various bits of aid being put into Gaza. There are discussions and criticism of Israel for not working with UNRWA. But, of course, what everybody, well, so many people, I mean, The Guardian, I read an article, was in the 14th paragraph yesterday about UNRWA, about the fact that this refugee agency is absolutely penetrated by Hamas sympathizers, some who are members of Hamas as well. And people forget that so much. But the fact is, with that in mind, but also slightly setting it aside, aid needs to get to those innocent civilians who need it. How can we make that happen as an international community?
I think you're being a bit unfair on UNRWA. Yes, there are Hamas sympathisers in UNRWA, and whether they are motivated by their anger at Israel or whether they're simply pro-Hamas, clearly that is a bad situation for UNRWA to be in. But most people who have dealt with UNRWA would say that, by and large, it is an organisation that tries to do its job ethically, helping the Palestinian people. So I think you're being a bit too critical of UNRWA. And as regards to getting aid in, yes, there is a problem with the Egyptian crossings. There are ways of getting it in, and we're doing that. And a lot of that is airdrop, although it is potentially dangerous, and clearly you don't want to be underneath airdrops. I mean, that is a tactical question for people on the ground. But for sure, there has to be a better way of getting in, because people are now starving. And again, when people talk about Israel being an occupying power, that is not really true, because they haven't occupied Gaza, the Gaza Strip itself, for many years now.
Yes,
but they do, and they have controlled a number of the borders. Mm. Sorry?
You're absolutely right. They haven't occupied Gaza since 2005. Yeah. It's interesting as well, because we're looking at the fact that this deal appears to be in the air in regard.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Regard to perhaps 800 Palestinian prisoners, some of them murderers, who may be released for 40 of the Hamas hostages, and some of them, you know, there's a one-year-old baby who's part of that hostage contingent. Are you hopeful that some deal can be done? There has been a deal previously, but are you hopeful that those hostages can get home? Because we know that some of them need medical attention, some of them are very vulnerable, older people and so on. And often I feel, anyway, maybe you disagree, Bob, but I often feel they've been very forgotten in all of this.
They have been forgotten, and clearly we all hope they get back in one piece, because we all know that they would have had an appalling and traumatic experience. My fear is that, because of the way Hamas operate, that they will continue to drip, give back a few hostages at a time. But they know, and unfortunately, in the very, very cynical world of state hostage-taking and hostage-taking by non-state actors like Hamas, they know that hostages are currency, and they know that Western democratic governments are motivated by a desire to get their hostages out in one piece. And therefore, I suspect, my fear is that Hamas will drip these hostages out slowly over a period of time in order to keep currency with the Israeli state and negotiate more terrorists out of Israeli prisons.
It's just horrendous that people's lives are at the centre of all this. Bob, thank you very much, and thanks for your patience as well. I appreciate that. That's Bob Seeley, who is the MP for the Isle of Wight. He is also a member of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee. And there's some breaking news, and that is that the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, is to face a further wait to find out whether he can bring an appeal against his extradition to the United States. That's the High Court in London has ruled that. Well, we're going to go to Oliver Whitfield-Miocic, our reporter, in just a minute. But the court has apparently given the government of the United States 3 weeks to give satisfactory assurances that Mr. Assange, Julian Assange, is permitted to rely on his First Amendment constitution rights. Those are the rights that protect free speech. And he is not prejudiced at trial, including at a sentence, by reason of his nationality, that is afforded the same First Amendment protections as a United States citizen, and that the death penalty is not imposed. Well, that is a big story that we will, of course, cover, and we're going to go to Ollie as soon as we can. If the assurances are not given, we're told, then leave to appeal will be given, and there will then be an appeal hearing. And if assurances are given, then the parties will have a further opportunity to make representations, we're told. There's going to be a further hearing in May, the 20th of May, to decide if those assurances are satisfactory, and then a final decision will be made. So a further delay for Julian Assange. He is, I believe, in Belmarsh Prison at the moment. Certainly, there's a big movement. We can see, if you're watching on the screen there on Talk TV, a huge sign saying, free Julian Assange. This is something that is a massive, massive issue in regard to many people's views on this. The Committee to Protect Journalists as well has weighed in on this before the High Court ruling today. And if Assange is extradited, the Committee to Protect Journalists has said, and prosecuted under the US Espionage Act, it would allow the US government to extradite any publisher of classified information from any country with which the US has an extradition agreement. The Committee to Protect Journalists continues, it would set a harmful precedent for governments worldwide, establishing a framework whereby states can pursue journalists through the courts no matter where they are located. And it's worth noting, of course, that the judgment comes at a time when Israeli military actions in Gaza, they're under scrutiny, undoubtedly. Investigative journalists, perhaps WikiLeaks-style people and whistleblowers may seek to release material that's in the public interest. Sophia, what do you make of this breaking news that Julian Assange is facing a further wait to find out whether he can bring an appeal against extradition? This is just it's not quite kicking the can down the road, but this is just not resolved just yet, Sophia.
But that's been the story of this whole case. It's been going on for years and the decision has been moved along and obviously he's still waiting. But it's important to see that the US's position on this is, yes, obviously he was a journalist, but the reason why they are seeking prosecution against him is not just for the publication, but also for the fact that he endangered, they say, people's lives in the information that he disclosed. And so I do think that while he has a separate case from all journalists who may be kind of gone after for being a whistleblower or whatever they say they are. So I think it is a bit more complex than Morley just kind of speaking truth to power, which is obviously the position that he will present himself, but the US government are coming back with a different side.
It's certainly more complicated, and we will get your reaction on Julian Assange and that decision by the High Court today. We're also asking the question today whether declaring China a threat to national security will actually make a difference, will do anything. Let us know, 0344 499-1000. You can text me 87222. Be sure to put the word talk in your text or get in touch on X at Talk TV. Brian says, of course not. It's run by conservatives who just want to ban TikTok. Neil says, sadly, our money-grabbing politicians have left us reliant on China and there's nothing we can do. Tracy's been in touch as well. She says, nope, this government will still give them billions. Well,
tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.